impact. We have a call to the moment to approve. So it's been a few wires about what we've been getting all of these ladies. We're looking at a lot of time fees and a lot of PR. Back to Kenya, 3 or 4 weeks has been making the press. One of the most interesting ones was one in August 1954, which came down on Hampstead Heath in London and hovered over the lake 2 feet in the air, and it was seen by four piggy boys. Piggy boys were those juvenile delinquents who wear funny clothes, by the way. They were apparently stealing fish from the lake at about 3 in the morning when this thing came right up to them and really scared them. And I interviewed them quite some length, and I'm convinced that they were telling the truth, because really they were too unintelligent to have invented the story. We also had a landing on a Rhine estate down in the southern part of England, and the sofa, which sounded in detail exactly like the Minka sofa mentioned in Ryan's Volta, but landed that one that came down in Germany with a pallet on top. One very like it came down on this estate and knocked the royal gardener off his bicycle, and a sort of little green ray paralyzed and held him against the ground, evidently for his own protection, until he could get away. And the parrot on top attracted more than a man standing there. The man looked at the gardener, and then the parrot went up again, and off the thing went. Well, I did get that story firsthand. It hasn't been published, and these days we can't reveal who and when and where. But I'm hoping one day these so responsible are out of those concerned. But the astronomers waking up a bit in England for a very fine sighting made by Harold Hill, who is a member of the British Astronomical Association for 20 years. He watched what he thinks was a mothership and 20 or 30 scout ships getting in and out of it last July. Bill watched it, I believe, for 25 minutes through his 12-inch telescope, and all the details of it are now with the Wigan Flying Saucer Club. He made a very long report, about 4 pages, and he also made a tape. The report is more concise than the tape. He sent, of course, an immediate report to the British Astronomical Association, who didn't even acknowledge it. They were so horrified and disgusted. We had a fine report from a W. Oliver in Southampton, May 1954. Using his 3-inch telescope, he saw 18 stone scout ships crossing the moon. He had 5 lighted windows in each one, and he watched them for about 17 minutes. Told in great detail using a 400 power eyepiece. Details of both those sightings appear in the World Science Review of 9th of February 1955, and also in the third issue, the third or the second issue, I think it's in the third issue of the Flying Saucer Review, published by Flying Saucer Services Limited, 1 Doughty Street, London, WC1. The Flying Saucer Review, 1 Doughty Street, London, WC1. Very good, professionally published magazine. No doubt you do get it. I have been talking to quite important officials in England, and I've noticed that some people, I know at least 2, ministers of cabinet rank who are completely convinced that these are out of space, that as they tell me, they dare not make a public statement yet because they feel they would lose their job. They don't believe the public is ready for it. Whether they're true or not, I'm not quite sure. I personally think the public would go a lot further the government give them credit for. So it's certainly going to be a very great development in the next few years that are really going to shake a lot of people and do our planet a lot of good. Again, it will depend on how people here react to the information that will be coming. Also, that it caused so much controversy, the free ball force was photographed by a Dempsey. That has turned up again. It was photographed near Birmingham, in England, by a boy at about 16. Just happened to hover near the end of his garden, and he got a photo of it. I went up to some BBC officials. We interviewed him. We were all quite convinced he was telling the truth. We interviewed his family. We examined the photo. Undoubtedly, it's not a fake. It was also reported by a schoolmaster and a group and a postman, I think, who made a sketch of it. They didn't quite know, and they wanted to see that rather peculiar and obvious underside, those three balls. RAF pilots have been making quite a number of sightings, and in its slow way, in England, things are progressing. We have a lot of help, of course, from people like Air Chief Marshal Lord Dowding, who not only has published articles stating we're from outer space, but he's actually chairman of the Cambridge Wells Flying Saucer Group, which he started. Last week, I had an interview with Dr. Donald Lenz in Harvard, which was quite enlightening because he informed me that certainly sources didn't exist, and only evidence I presented to him from other astronomers. Astronomers, mind you, probably use the telescope much more than he does, because most of these people don't look to a telescope anymore. He just waved away that they'd seen birds. They didn't know what they were seeing. Their telescope was set to sun. So I realized, my own satisfaction that he had a completely closed mind, and it was no good even trying to argue. Anyway, those people will fall by the wayside, and they have done, because this closed scientific mind is not scientific. Scientists have to take all the facts. You cannot just